The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach them in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I would draw a little lesson for you from our first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, because there's so much in here. And here's a lesson I think that we need to think about very, very deeply. And it's contained in these words: "My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline." It's one of the hardest lessons to learn, that God purifies with discipline those he loves the most. So counterintuitive. Doesn't it seem like God ought to do other things to those he loves the most, like make all the lights turn green, or give them winning lottery tickets? I can think of a million ways in which God could show his love, but he doesn't. He shows his closest love by discipline and purification, and here's why. Because that purification makes us more like our Creator and fills us with the deepest gifts, the ones we want more than anything else, things like deep peace and confidence and joy that nothing can shake. So do you want to know what that discipline's going to look like? Right? Take a look at the life of Jesus. There's your answer. And don't be surprised when God asks you to make your life look like his. So, for example, in your friendships, do you imitate the Lord in your friendships? Jesus entrusted his heart to his apostles again and again and again, and they let him down again and again and again. And what did he do? He forgave them again and again and again. Does that describe you? The discipline of the Lord. In your privations, do you imitate the Lord? Don't we live in a world filled with inconveniences constantly? Car repairs and home repairs and traffic jams and mosquitoes and things that fall apart. What do you do when faced with these non-stop difficulties and inconveniences? Do you complain about them? Are you filled with sarcasm and bitterness? Think about how our Lord acted. He said, "Birds have their nest and foxes have their dens, but the Son of Man has no place to rest his head." Nothing like our Lord lived through. And our Lord asks us to imitate him in constant endurance of privations. How about this? Can you be insulted like Jesus was? Can you be held in suspicion like Jesus was? Might be from the news media, might be from the culture, might be from your family, might be from your friends. But our Lord lived with that constantly. What about the scribes and the Pharisees? Nothing but non-stop suspicion and insult. And our Lord knew the truth would win out, and he lived everything in God's sight. Is that what you do? Can you live with spiritual anguish like Jesus did? Don't expect everything to be smooth sailing. We will go through times in which absolutely nothing makes sense. Our Lord did too. Think about Holy Thursday night. Betrayed by his friends, betrayed by Judas, denied by Peter, and all of his apostles, every last one of them, turned around and ran away from him, and everything appeared to be falling apart. Spiritual anguish. Can you live with that, like our Lord did? It's purification. And lastly, can you live with the weakness of the body and sickness and eventually death, like Jesus did? You know what's amazing when you read some of the lives of the saints? They believed that their sickness, that their weakness, and their death especially, was their last imitation of Jesus Christ. But, you know, at least it's not going to be for you like it was for our Lord as he walked the road to Calvary. Right? At least they're not going to whip you underneath the lash or crown you with thorns or nail you to a cross. Could be worse. But understand, all of these things, our Lord's purification. Can you live with those purifications? I certainly hope so, because that is the price of closeness to God. And he offers it to all those he loves the most. At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later, it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. Let's have the strength to be trained by it. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Paul Meegee, pray for us.